It's 10 a.m.
Wake up time!
And you're listening to Utah's most listened to sports radio show. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G. Presented by WCF Insurance. Reminding you to be careful out there. On 97.5 1280 The Zone in the Zone Sports Network.
But for all the sickness to go gone, because I wanted to play with my friends.
Come on in, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
I forgot to call you last night. I was going to call you, and I was going to talk to you this morning about this. I bumped into a guy. He's a big-time listener of the show.
Okay.
And I guess they do skydiving in Heber, or out of that Heber airport up there.
Oh, yeah?
At least it's not in the Bay Area. Well, there's a Bay Area skydiving place that apparently is just people are dying left.
Oh, really?
What, the chutes aren't deploying or what's happening?
They've had 9 deaths in like 5 years.
That's not good.
It's like that Santa Maria racetrack. Did they ever shut that horse? Yeah. Did they ever shut that horse track down?
I don't know.
My gosh.
Like an Elmer's factory across the street.
It was like 20 horses dead. And like, no, I think you're good. Scotty, one of the biggest deterrents for me to skydive, I would have to go tandem.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not an expert at it and I've never done it. And you would have to go tandem. But there was a weight limit. The last I looked, like, there was a tandem weight limit of like 235 or 240. And I've never even looked into it because I haven't been that since birth. And
I'm thinking, Well, I remember when I got off the mission, my mom's like, oh, you lost so much weight. And I hopped on the scales. It was 207.
Right off your mission?
Right off the mission.
Okay. You could have tandem jumped.
Yeah.
I hit
that was a long
230
time.
Pounds probably the back end of my sixth grade. And
were 230 in the sixth grade?
Back. Yeah, 230. No, I guess it'd be the beginning of my seventh grade.
Okay.
Like the summer between sixth and seventh.
All right.
And I haven't seen below 255 is the lowest I've been since probably freshman year in high school.
Okay.
Or sophomore, somewhere in there. But anyways, I always thought that there was a tandem limit on skydiving, and which there is, but this guy was like, oh, no, we're good. I'll get you up there. But he wants to take you and I on a tandem jump.
Oh.
Not me and you connected to each other.
No. And look, if I'm going to leave this earth, I want you with me.
Like, yeah.
Let's go together.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Let's Thelma and Louise this thing, man.
I'm strapped.
Can we please have you two connected to each other?
I'm strapped to your back.
I so badly want this.
I'm strapped to your back. I'm like, pull the cord.
That would be Lloyd's avatar for like the next 5 years.
Oh, like, I want this so badly.
I'm like, pull the cord. And you're like, I don't know where the cord is. I'm like, wow.
The red one or the green one?
Who's got the cord?
Know. I will delete whatever drop, one drop that you guys want deleted.
You need to delete all the drops.
Herpes will be gone.
Yeah, which, by the way, I bumped into a buddy that mentioned that to me, too. Hey,
it's never gone. It's just waiting.
So, Scotty, what do you think?
Surface.
No, absolutely not. No.
He said he'd do it for free.
I know. Okay.
That's expensive.
And I think you should do it. But, like, I guarantee you, like, let me look, I'm on a little bit of a kick to try to drop some LBs. Broke 10, by the way.
Oh, good. Yeah. Atta boy.
And only, like, 180 to go. But yeah, let me work on some things first. Like, we got some work to do.
But
because I think I would be, like, terminal velocity for a dude like me. would be pretty extreme.
He pulls the cord. The chute just rips right off both of
you. Like, oh no.
Tell me you have a spare. Well, I don't know, man. I think it's a bad idea for both of us.
But he said there's no limit?
He said that he could make things happen, is what he said.
You really thinking like, about doing this?
I don't know.
Are you okay? Is this something that's on your bucket list?
No, heights isn't really a thing for you then. I wasn't even thinking about it until this guy's like, "Man, I love you guys' show. I'll get you up there. We'll get you out of an airplane." I was like, "No, man. I've seen the tandem weight limits. Like, I'm not even close to that." And he's like, "Oh no, we can make it work. I can totally make this work. It's not a big problem." I'm like, "Yeah, but when we're up there, we're falling, and there's too much weight. That's a problem." He's like, "It's not, man. They always exaggerate those things. We'll take care of it. We're always just safe on that end." I'm like, "Okay, whatever." That's what he said.
I'd love to just take a ride in the plane. Like, that's on my bucket list. I want to get my pilot's license. I want to, like, if you and I and Lloyd.
Okay, but if you're going to be a pilot, I think part of being a pilot, you got to learn how to skydive.
No, you don't need to learn how
to skydive. Well, you got to learn how to deploy a chute, don't you?
The kind of planes I'd be.
Oh, I'm hang gliding, honey. Take a good picture. I'm dead.
What's that from?
Wedding Crashers. Oh, it just reminded me of it.
Do you have to learn how to deploy? Because look, those little puddle jumpers that you fly, if the engine goes out on that, there's no jumping out of that thing. You're just dead.
Me and Jessica did a little flight around the mountains or whatever. That was awesome. We did this actually it's for her birthday, so it would have been in September.
What did you do? Just find like a little?
No, her Jessica's boss actually for her birthday gave her. His now son-in-law is a pilot, and so he just set it up to take us out.
See, that's what I want to do. Like, if you and I and Lloyd are like,
amazing.
Hey, let's go ahead to Vegas, or let's go ahead to Mesquite, and I'm like, hey, let's go hop in the plane and let's go down there and check it out.
So this is gonna sound really dumb, and you probably gonna make fun of it, but I was laying there one night and I was thinking about having these private airplanes pick people up and just call it Fluber. But I thought
I don't hate it actually.
Yeah, no,
I don't hate it.
I was thinking Fluber because it's a fly and it's Uber. It's Fluber. I was thinking how fun would it be if you had a Fluber, and you know, Flubers are going to be way more than Ubers because
they're planes.
Yeah, they're planes.
They're expensive. Yeah,
yeah. They fly, and typically it's not like.
And
hey,
Scotty will still go to a teppanyaki.
It's not like, hey, I need to get from West Jordan over to Sandy. I need a Fluber. It's, you know, yeah, you do it from here to St. George or something.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, that'd be such a great app. But
I just don't know if guys are sitting there in the plane waiting for their phone to ding. Like, I got a flight. Let's go.
Let me swoop on in.
What road's nearest you?
You're seeing that GPS of the plane coming down next to your house. Like, all right, he's here.
What side road's nearest you that doesn't have a lot of cars on it right now?
I'm just seeing you laying in bed, not being able to sleep, yeah, and just the wheel going around in your brain of ideas.
It was just, it's crazy. But that one, when that one popped, I was like, write it down, Hans. Write it down.
And now it's out there
because
you're in trouble.
I know. Doesn't matter now. I'm sure there's probably something like that. I just haven't seen it.
Yeah. Well, I was that's why it's good to have a certain amount of money or be associated with people around money, because I was talking to a coach in one of the Power Five conferences, not Utah, and he said, you know, it's difficult when you know, you got a lot of boosters out there that are calling for your job, and people, you know, if things don't go well, they hate you. He goes, but on the other end. He goes, if I have a recruit I need to go see, he goes, I haven't flown commercial in years. He goes, I just call up a booster. I say, I need this flight. I'm going to go talk to this recruit. And I drive over, and there's the thing gassed and ready to go.
Are you kidding?
No.
Can you imagine?
No.
That's so much money. That's just crazy to me.
I think you guys need to go in on a plane. The two of you.
Oh, we gotta learn how to fly it first.
Man. No.
Oh, I'm sure we got friends. You guys friends that
no.
If you think a boat is a bad investment in terms of money that you gotta pump into it, I can't imagine what a plane is.
I'm sure airplanes are just and all the checkpoints that you gotta go through. John Denver kind of did me in. Actually, it might have been Lisa Left Eye, but it doesn't matter. Think you, just
Left Eye was a car, wasn't it?
I think yeah. Well, no, I thought it was a fire.
I think you're thinking of Selena or Aaliyah or whatever her name was.
No, it's not Selena.
Oh yeah, Selena was the sister. It was Aaliyah, wasn't it?
Possibly. Oh, I thought Left Eye Lopez went down in a.
No, I thought she burned in a fire.
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah, I can't remember.
No, I think it was a car accident. It wasn't Andre Rison's house, was it?
Oh, man. I hope not. Andre Rison, the football player?
Yeah, she burned his house down.
Oh, maybe that's why I was thinking fire.
Yeah.
Wait a second. The girl from TLC?
Yeah, Lisa.
Burned down Andre Rison's
house, yeah.
Why?
Well, I think it was a jilted lover thing.
Oh, relationship showered?
Yeah.
Soured? The relationship soured.
I think it went from that to that. Yeah.
Yeah. She was driving a rented Mitsubishi Montero SUV.
Lisa Left Eye?
Yeah. She swerved. Yeah. A Montero? Huh.
Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls and TLC changed my life. That hit at a really tender age for me. Oh, it was about a lot of things, Lloyd.
No.
It wasn't just
specifically
about
June 10th, 1994. The fire began at 6:30 a.m. at Andre Rison's house. Arson warrant for his girlfriend, hip-hop singer Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Wait a second. How did she not go to prison? She burned his house down?
Yeah, I don't remember the details on it, but yeah.
Well, typically, if you burn somebody's house down, don't you go to prison?
Yeah, it might be a misdemeanor. I don't know.
What if there's a pet?
Andre would have to press charges. Maybe he didn't.
Oh, so... Why wouldn't he?
I don't know.
You'd have to press charges to get insurance to pay, right?
I would think so.
Yeah. I would think so as well.
Anyway, Left Eye.
So I thought that she was an airplane. Oh, you're talking Aaliyah? Aaliyah was an airplane?
I think so, yeah.
There's been so many just...
Richie Valens was an airplane.
Well, yeah, that was the Big Bopper and...
Yeah, a lot.
Who else was on that?
Yeah, the Big Bopper. You had a.
Was Jim Croce?
Do you know that
Jim Croce was an airplane too?
Do you know Waylon Jennings was supposed to be on that flight, and he gave his seat to Richie Valens?
Oh no!
Yeah.
Why am I going blank? Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly. Yep.
Buddy Holly.
Yep. Yeah, Leah died in an air.
Harrison Ford.
No, he just wrecks him. He doesn't die in him.
No, that's some. 6 days and seven nights, but whatever, it's a movie.
No, he's been in a lot of planes.
He has?
Oh, yeah, he crashed in planes like crazy.
Really?
He's got like three or four wrecks. He doesn't die in them, but he wrecks them up pretty good.
You better Google it. I don't think he lived through this last one. It was like a German airplane.
No, there's another Indiana Jones movie coming out. He's good.
Dude.
He is not doing another Indiana
Jones.
Yeah,
piloted the Millennial Falcon for years.
Well.
But you can't handle a German Zero? Come on, man. It's a simple control compared to all those buttons. We don't even hyperdrive this.
Aaliyah died in an airplane accident in the Bahamas, August 25th, 2001, age 22 years old.
You really want to be a pilot?
I like the convenience of it. Like, I want to be able to be like, hey, you know what? Let's go to Vegas. Let's go to Mesquite. Let's go to St. George. Let's throw the sticks in the back of the plane and let's go.
Oh, wow. That sounds amazing. Yeah, because we could be there in like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
We try to get you to throw the sticks in the trunk right now, and we can't even get you to do it. What are you talking about?
Throwing the sticks in the airplane.
Let alone an airplane? What are you talking about?
I can see Ajay getting in. Sorry, guys. Not this time. It's like, all right, Ajay, have fun on your flight.
What the hell is Ajay's sticks doing in here?
Freaking littlest town in Nevada. Biggest little town in Nevada.
One time that happened. One time. And it was for broadcast purposes.
And I could see Kevin White in like the passenger's seat cracking open a sarsaparilla and just being like, it's going to be a fun flight, boys.
Sarsaparilla. All right, we got to get to it. Hans and Scotty, let's fire it up. It is time for your starting lineup.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
And now it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the starting lineup. Starting lineup. Presented by University of Utah Health. Gotta love! On 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Jazz in action tonight, taking on Houston. Starts a stretch of games, Hans, where I think the Jazz are going to be favored to win and favored to win all of these games coming up in the next four. Not only Houston tonight, back-to-back games against Minnesota, then against Sacramento. This is a stretch where the Jazz need to roll up some wins and maybe try to push a little space between them and Phoenix, if at all possible, because the Suns are on a difficult road trip.
Yeah, and it starts tonight with Houston, and Houston is just a poopy basketball team. They're 2-10 in the last 12. They're just terrible. They have nothing going for them. The Heat the other night, they're not on the back end of a back-to-back, are they?
The Rockets?
No, they've got at least a day of rest. But the other night against the Heat just blew them off the court. And Houston has just been struggling all year to find any type of consistency, any presence. You are going to deal with only Nick down low, and, you know, he can step out on the outside and give you presence, even though his shooting percentages are down on the outside. But this it's important that you start, you stay focused, and you start with a win tonight against Houston. Don't let any of these games get away from you. And then it's also important, Scotty, just to get this taken care of and get off the court. Get it taken care of, get off the court.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Just, you know, put the team away, be done with it. I think you hit it right on the head because this is a team that you want to talk about the old palindrome. The Jazz are on the season. Their record is, 43-15. Houston is 15-43.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah, to be honest, this is a game the Jazz need to win, and frankly, need to win by a large margin. You know, the other thing is that I think is really impressive on this one, too, is that you've got a stretch of games where you're going to be without the services of Donovan Mitchell, and frankly, you shouldn't need Donovan Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's beneficial to this team, where you can hopefully reel off, you know, four in a row on these next four. Mm-hmm. That takes you into next week, and maybe you're getting pretty close to getting Donovan back in the lineup.
And also continuing to have an opportunity to continue to figure out how to navigate losing one of your superstars while in the middle of a season. Getting ready for the postseason, working on your depth, rotation, and numbers. I was listening to Quinn Snyder talk about having Donovan Mitchell out of the lineup. And what I love about Quinn, you can always hear his cranks. You can always hear him in his brain just
– yep.
Rolling through, and he said, this is an opportunity for us to figure out different combinations, to figure out who works well off and around who. And it really is. So Donovan Mitchell gets his legs back. This isn't long enough that he loses his lungs. And he'll be able to do enough on hand bikes and those kinds of things to try to keep some of his endurance up. This is just going to be more of a rest period for Donovan than it will be anything else.
Yeah.
Once he gets back from this ankle. And in the meantime, you're just working on your depth and you're working on your combinations. And you've got guys that are going to have to take a little bit of extra rep and a little bit extra ownage of every game, including guys like Jordan Clarkson. He's going to have to step up. Instead of 23 or 25 minutes, 27 to 30 minutes. 32 minutes if you have to.
Yeah.
So I'm not concerned about these next three games. This is a perfect chance for Donovan Mitchell to get healthy. And then my fingers are crossed, but I'm not expecting it, but my fingers are crossed that come next Friday. So what would that be? A week and 3 days? A week and 3 days? That Donovan Mitchell could be ready for that Phoenix Suns game. That would be my hope. I don't have that expectation.
It's You know, it's you wonder if there's another game they need to get in before that Phoenix game, if he's going to be back for Phoenix. Like, I'm kind of curious to know, can you go right into that Phoenix game after being out for 2 weeks? Probably you can. Probably it's not a big deal.
It's not ideal. No, it wouldn't be ideal. Step on the court with the second best team in the West, record-wise at least, and, yeah, and a team that's going to be motivated. It's not ideal, but if you did put him on the court for 20 minutes, the only way you put him on the court is if he feels like he can truly plant and push off it.
Yeah.
Feels 100% on it. I haven't heard any updates on it, so I don't know where he's at with the healing of it. I just know when there's not structural damage, it comes a lot down to pain tolerance.
Yeah, yep.
You know, structural damage, and I know people know this, but maybe there's somebody that isn't real familiar with ankle sprains and how they work. You've got a sprain like this, and it creates inflammation in the joint, and you just kind of deal with this pain. But when they say there's no structural damage, ligaments didn't stretch or tear, and so the ankle is still stable. So when you can tolerate the pain, you can get back on the court. The worry when you've got structural damage is you put them back on the court and you've got these ligaments and tendons that have expanded and stretched, and now they're loose and that joint's loose, that there's a reoccurrence issue. So sometimes you have to surgically repair that. Yeah. Sometimes you got to go extra mile to make sure that those heal, and then you deal with one thing that I dealt with was a lot of scar tissue that built up from the damage. And he's not going to deal with that because there was no structural damage.
Yeah.
So just dealing with the pain and then feeling like he's healthy enough to get back on the court. At that point, which would be Friday, April 30th, trying to remember which game he went out. I think he went out against Washington, didn't
Correct.
He?
Correct, yeah.
So he would have been out.
Or was it? No, it was the Pacers, right?
Oh, was it the Pacers?
I think it was.
Let me just look at this, because they played against Washington, and yes, he did play against Oklahoma City. I think you're right. I think it was the Pacers. It was the Pacers. Yes, you're right.
So that was April 16th. You put the game against Phoenix on April 30th. That'll be 2 weeks to the day.
Nope.
Don't think so?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
All right. Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Andrew Reinhart, kind enough to join us from Wasatch Medical. Andrew, how the heck are you?
Hey, I am doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. And there's a lot of our listeners that are not doing well, and you're here to help them out. If you're struggling in the bedroom, don't worry about the needles. No surgery. No little blue pill. It's an opportunity to get this fixed and fixed for good.
Yes, that's right. Wasatch Medical Clinic treats ED with the two most advanced forms of acoustic wave therapy now. And guys have heard me talk about this. I've been talking about this for years. And the clinical research is something that has been astonishing lately. And I've kind of been emphasizing, of course, Cambridge University has tested our technology along with more than 40 others. A recent study now that is really cool, Therapeutic Advances in Urology, they said this is the new standard of care for ED. That was their words. They also said that it rehabilitates erectile tissue. So this is really cool. It opens up blood vessels, improves blood flow, and gets guys back to normal in the bedroom. So if you're out there struggling, frustrated with the pill, and you want to take care of the root cause of the problem, I'll tell you, we've helped a lot of guys turn back the clock in the bedroom.
801-901-8000. It all begins with a free assessment, too.
Yes, free assessment. This is with our doctor. He'll make sure you've got a blood flow problem. He'll do a blood flow ultrasound. That's pretty cool, by the way. And we're still including this little gift that guys like. It produces immediate results in the bedroom. And right now, new patients even get free testosterone. So a lot of value. If you're frustrated in the bedroom, call us now. It's no charge.
801-901-8000. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
The Big Show. The Big Show. With Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
New head basketball coach at Utah State, Ryan Odom.
How important is local recruiting, or is it going to be more national and international reach?
Certainly, you want to take care of your home base first and foremost. That's the most important to any school. You want to make sure that you take care of your recruiting footprint. Those are the folks that are going to be most impactful. They understand your university and what it's like to be a student there. You want to make sure you're reaching out to those folks that really care about Utah State. This is a contacts business. The better contacts you have, the better chance to be able to put a great team together. So I'm excited for the folks here in Utah to get to know my staff.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7. Presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. We're going to get to the Jazz coming up here in just a second. But by the way, this could have qualified for whole world news, although it took place in Logan. Did you see the video Dave Fox put out last night about the track meet in Logan? All right, I need you to watch this video because this is at Logan High School, the Grizzly Invitational. And I don't know what race is being run here, but I want you to watch this video on what happens coming down the stretch.
The famed Logan High.
All right. As a dog comes out on the track.
Oh, he's in his lane.
Yeah.
Oh, he's fast, too. Oh, now he's closing.
Oh, it's going to catch him.
Oh. Well, look at that. No. Oh, now the dog's just toying with her. Oh, she about tripped her up. Hey, how about that little guy? He's pulling a leash, so he
got away from somebody.
Oh, he broke free of somebody. He won.
He won. I'd say give that dog a medal right there.
That's so stinking cute.
I don't know. It's cute, but the girl almost tripped over the dog. Could have caused all kinds of problems. I mean, I think something needs to happen to that dog. Reunite them with the owner. And tell that owner.
I don't think that's the universal symbol for reunite.
Yeah. Do a better job.
Don't think two fingers with the thumb cocked back is the symbol.
That's not
for
what I don't know what you're talking about.
By do something, what do you mean? Tie it to a light post at Maverick? Is that what you're...
Well, if it means doing that to reunite it to the owner and making sure it stays off the track, then probably you should.
That's a cute dog. He got loose. Somebody does need to be reprimanded. Be like,
yeah, not the dog. Nothing should happen to the dog.
You can bring your dog to a track meet and then just
let it go. Yeah.
You know, some parent was told little six-year-old Billy, hey, Billy, go take the dog over to the piddle.
Yeah.
And Billy, it's a big dog.
And that dog saw some people running, wanted a part of it, and ripped away, and off it went.
You know, track never did interest me.
Well,
I did throw a shot in a discus.
I don't think you and I were built for track.
No. Definitely weren't built for track. But did you throw any shot or disc?
In junior high a little bit, but I wasn't really interested in any of that.
I threw a little bit.
But when you grow up in those small high schools, you're supposed to do everything. Like if you play football, then you're supposed to, either wrestle or play basketball in the winter, and then mm-hmm. you're supposed to do track. And, man, I was so grateful when we started a golf team.
You did a little golf?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were awful. It was the first ever Declo High golf team. It wasn't pretty, but it was at least better than track and field.
Lloyd, were you one of those baseball guys in high school that it was just all baseball and anything else is just not acceptable?
I did until my senior year when I broke out and played hockey. Did hockey.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I played hockey.
There's a Murray hockey team?
Yes, and they're really good, actually.
As in ice hockey?
State champs.
We've known
years.
Each other for a long time, and I've never heard this from you before.
Yeah, I wanted to play some contact sport, and that's, I could skate a little bit, but that's all I did. I literally would just skate around and try to hit somebody.
Ice hockey is not something play you some just contact. Jump into. Like ice hockey.
So you were the, what do you call the enforcer?
Sure.
The guy out there trying to rough people up?
Yeah, that's all I did. I just skated. I didn't even go to try to find the puck. I just wanted to hit somebody. So that's all I did.
It's not really a sport you jump into. That's something that kids are like born into ice skates and on the ice.
Yes. At practice, when I get hip checked, it was not good. It was quite painful,
so
actually.
So 1 year, you just did it your senior year?
Did it for my senior year because I wanted to do – I just needed a break and play something different.
What was your takeaway?
I enjoyed it. I liked it. Need more skating rinks around here because practices were at like midnight because there's not enough skating rinks. But it was fun. I enjoyed it. I'd recommend it.
Hey, I just I had a date night with somebody at your old Merlin Olsen Park. That's the only time I ever put the skates on.
Yeah.
And after it felt like the tailbone was broken several times, I'm like, I'm done with that nonsense.
You used to have to go to practice up in your neck of the woods, the Bountiful Ice Rink up there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's where you guys went
sometimes
from Murray?
It would be there or be Cottonwood Heights, but they only had the two ice rinks.
I didn't even know we had an ice rink.
Yeah.
They have an ice rink there?
Yes.
That'd be a fun little get-together.
Well, practices, like I said, they were at like midnight.
Take them out on the ice.
That means I have to go on the ice.
You'd be good on the ice. You'd be fine.
No, I wouldn't. No. I've done, like I said, I did the old Merlin Olsen thing.
But you haven't ice skated since then?
No, no.
How about roller skate?
Oh, you know what? That was always a thing growing up. There was a little roller skate rink, and so we did that quite frequently, yeah. Didn't really enjoy it, but.
I loved to roller skate.
Really?
I'm not going to lie. I loved to roller skate.
There's always a guy that's like, couples only, couples only. Just females. And like, what? Why? We're just out here roller skating. Who cares who's out there? They do like the little 70s disco light and stuff like that.
It's seeing me on skates, though, it's not impressive. Like, I'm not, but I guess for a big dude, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But when you're big and you go down, it's
going to do some damage. Yeah.
And you really do have to watch out for kids. Because you get 280 pounds that's flying around this circle and a little kid loses their balance and scoots right in front of you. It's game over. You know, your leg clobbers that kid and then everybody's like, Drew, I really think you're too big to be on the skate rink. My whole life. When am I ever going to be on a skating rink then? I like it.
Have you done the ice skating thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love to ice skate.
Yeah.
I tried it. I try to go once a year.
Where do you go here?
Typically, there's a skating rink up by Seven Peaks or down by Seven Peaks.
Okay.
In Provo. There's one downtown Salt Lake here that I've been to a couple times that is an outdoor. And what other skating rinks have I been to? They've got that Olympic skating rink. What is that? Is that in Kearns?
Yeah, that's out there. West somewhere.
We've got a couple more skating.
We've done a couple remotes out there.
Yeah.
During the tour of Utah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Then in Idaho, the one I'd go to is in McCall. That one's pretty fun.
Should have stuck with cross country because I could run for days.
Back in the day or still?
Yeah. No, not now. You kidding me? I lose air just getting to my car.
Did you enjoy to run?
No, I actually didn't, but I was good at it.
There was no part
good
of
lungs.
Me looking for
good
that.
Good lungs and longer legs.
No. I mean, that's why I hated two-a-days.
I had to run for a purpose, though. Yeah. That's why I liked like basketball. I had to have a purpose to run. Not just running to run is just not fun.
No such thing as a fun run for you. Huh?
No.
And by the way, Scotty, you realize where we're at right now in the NBA season? We are tonight. We could have some teams officially eliminated.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you could have the Houston Rockets and the Timberwolves potentially eliminated. The Spurs get a win, and those two lose. You could start to see some eliminations.
Yeah.
I mean, we're closing in on the end of the season. In fact, geez, are we less than a month away from the end of the season?
Well, I mean, you know, Jazz tonight marks, 15 games left?
Yes.
So, I mean, it's about a month.
Last game will be May 16th. It's less than a month. Guys, we're just a couple weeks away from NBA playoffs.
I know. I can't wait. I cannot wait. I love the NBA playoffs so much.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Especially when the Jazz are in it.
Yep, and should be doing very well in the playoffs. All right, 10:44, Hans and Scotty. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. coming up, what you may miss. But Lloyd's got a great show on tap for you today. Tony Pauline from the NFL, from the Believe Podcast Network. He's an NFL draft analyst. I almost said Ted Lasso joins us. I was looking at your tweet. Trey Fitzgerald will join us at 12:05. One of our favorite dudes on the planet. Used to, for all intents and purposes, run RSL for a good stretch of time. And I wanted to bring him on because this whole Super League thing, I think, is really fascinating on how it was created and how quickly it got blown up.
That and RSL ownership.
Exactly.
There's big soccer stuff. I mean, look, if we're ever going to talk soccer, it's got to be this. There's some really big stories.
And so Trey and I was texting Trey, and I told him, hey, be kind to us. Treat us like we're soccer morons.
Not your equals.
And just kind of walk us through it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I like about Trey. Big soccer fan, but not the soccer elitist, like, talk down to you guy. He's a good dude. And then Utah State football coach Blake Anderson will join us coming up at 1:05 as well, as we put a nice shiny little bow on the end of Utah State spring ball as well. You've heard from Kyle Whittingham. You've heard from Kalani Sitake. You'll hear from Blake Anderson as well. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Time to welcome in Chris Camrani, staff writer for The Athletic.
I know it's a broken record, and it has been for a decade, but when you look at the makeup of these Utah teams since they entered the Pac-12, the one position that has basically held this team back has been the lack of elite quarterback play. If you're going to go to Vegas for the Pac-12 championship game, and if you're going to win and potentially go to a Rose Bowl, you have to have elite quarterback play. Utah's offense is going to have to shoulder the load. The defense, more often than not, is always going to be able to hold up at the end of the bargain. But for me, it's always going to come back to quarterback play. Can Charlie Brewer, can Cam Rising get these guys to Las Vegas? And if so, can they take them even further?
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
All right, let's go.
You don't have time to watch every game or read every story. Fortunately, we do. Here's what you may have missed on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Time for another edition of What You May Have Missed. Hey, did you see Trevor Lawrence got married? Last weekend, I believe. High school sweetheart. They put their wedding registry. People, Jacksonville fans, found it and started buying him stuff.
Do they realize he's going to be a multimillionaire?
Yeah, that's the thing. A story on The Athletic, they found some of the people who had purchased items for him. Let's see. Eric Dillard said he saw that they had a Revolution Cooking 2-slice high-speed smart toaster for $300. It's the first touchscreen toaster in the history of toasting.
Can I back you up a bit?
Yeah.
Can you read through the specs on that again?
Revolution Cooking 2-slice high-speed smart toaster with a touchscreen.
Speed toaster.
$300.
Okay, have you ever had toast out of a speed toaster? It dries it out.
Well, I mean, look, the toaster we've had since, I think we got it 20-plus years ago when we got married. The same toaster forever.
That's definitely not me. I've been through a lot of toasters.
Really?
Probably 4.
Okay.
In 22 years.
Let's see. There was a lot of cooking utensils. There's a lot of other items that were. Also, they Venmoed them money. Trevor Lawrence had to tweet out, "Thank you, Jaguars fans. We appreciate the wedding gifts and donations. In addition to the donations, Marissa and I will also be donating $20,000 to charities in Jacksonville. Thanks again. We hope to be part of your community soon." What if they pass on him?
Oh my gosh, that won't happen at this point, but I see what you mean. It'd be pretty funny.
This was a good one. Samantha Wernett, she's a hairstylist, and she also apparently purchased some cooking pans off the registry. She said that she's been going to Jaguars games with her father when she was 9. She's been a years-long season ticket holder. She said, my kids are, by proxy, kind of named after the Jaguars. My kids' names are London and Jackson. Jackson, just like the mascot, and London for, well, I don't have to explain it. She got her name from a game conceived during one of the games. We'll put it that way. When the Jaguars beat the Ravens 44-7 back in 2017 when they played at London's Wembley Stadium.
Are you kidding me? So she got her name London, huh? Yeah. So they're buying gifts for these two.
Oh, this is what she bought. She bought a maple and grain rectangular chopping block for $205.
A chopping block?
For $205.
We used to make those in shop class.
Yeah, she said, why would you spend $200? I'm like, well, it's Trevor Lawrence. That's why.
Yeah, but that's...
But you're never going to meet Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence isn't coming to your house.
Well, why did they buy it, though? Help me understand. Why did they...
Because they just want to have some connection to the new quarterback. I think this happened to RG3 when he was actually really good for the Redskins. He got married, the Washington football team, and they found his registry and just bought him stuff because okay, because
I'm
they
struggling.
Want to have some. Well, I mean, let's be honest. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, your faith in humanity has been restored a few times. People just do things for you sometimes.
Yeah, that does happen, and I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I need the help. You can admit that. I need the help. Trevor doesn't. In the past, I was robbed of a putter and a scope, a rangefinder. And big thank you to Bushnell for...
Okay. All right, stop. Maybe dial that down. Good friend. Good thanks to our friend Scott Cameron.
To say, in my time of need, in my darkest time, people came to my aid. And I truly do appreciate that.
Your darkest time.
It was one of my darkest times, man. They stole it right out of my garage, Lloyd. Don't you dare run that down. It was a horrible time. I completely lost respect for everybody that surrounded me. I didn't know who did that to me. So yeah. I felt violated.
But then, everything was okay.
But then some people that don't even know me helped me.
Okay.
Hey, Trevor Lawrence, enjoy your $300 toaster. I don't think that's necessary.
And your $200 chopping.
A good toaster could cost you $20.
That must be one heck of a toaster for $300.
See, I thought you said that it sliced your bread, but you're just saying it's
no, you just
whoa, 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 back up. Read me the specs on that
okay,
again.
Okay, hold on.
Read me the specs on this toaster again.
I think I may have left the page.
Hold on. Something just kind of hit that I'm a little bit shocked about.
All right. Revolution Cooking. I think that's the brand name. It's a two-slice, high-speed smart toaster.
Stop right there. You're telling me I'm going to spend $300 on a toaster and only cook two slices at a time?
How about if it perfectly browns your toast, though? Very even.
I'm going to Amazon.
A lot of toasters don't do that.
I'm going to Amazon, see if I can find this thing.
You could get a four-wheeler for $300.
Okay, again, that's your faith in humanity being restored as somebody sold you a four-wheeler for
yeah, maybe somebody will sell you one for $300, but sure.
Two, oh, yeah, so here it is.
Two-slice toaster? You can't even, that's not even acceptable for husband and wife.
Here it
anytime
is.
I make toast.
Look at that touch screen on that thing.
Oh, this is just the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Finding on Amazon, you're right, $2.99 right there on Amazon.
I know that this shouldn't be the case. I've lost respect for Trevor because this is what he put on his registry.
Oh, yeah, I guess he did put it on his registry. Yeah.
This is what he's like, oh, I like this toaster.
Well, come on, you did that thing when you were getting married where they give you like the little barcode and you just go through the ding, 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 ding.
But I promise you wouldn't be on a two-toaster.
I would because if some sucker out there is going to buy it for you, it's not your fault.
You would do a four-slice toaster. Not a two.
Yeah, but this has the touchscreen on it. Probably Bluetooth, too. You're like, hey,
Siri.
Hey, toaster, make me two pieces of nicely toasted wheat toast and put butter on it. I don't know.
You probably could say that. But
like, it's got really cool settings. You go like English muffin, bagel.
$300.
Oh, they even have a Pop-Tart function on it.
Stop
too.
It.
Too yeah. Slow.
Look, wow, that's so worth it.
It's got a little
it.
Picture of a Pop-Tart. You just push on the Pop-Tart and it will correctly heat up your Pop-Tart, which I never do, actually. I never put the Pop-Tarts in the toaster. Just out of the cellophane and just eat the thing. Let's go.
Yeah, I like some of those Pop-Tarts. All right.
Yeah.
They're not good for you.
Well, I remember the, what was it, the s'mores one that I gave you like 20
you remember,
of those.
Remember, I went on a s'mores tear for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I ate a s'mores Pop-Tart, if not one, three, every day.
All right. Can't believe it. Hey, you know, normally this thing goes for $400. It's actually on sale for $299.95.
How do you say that? S-M-O?
S-M-O-R?
Lloyd?
S'more.
What'd you say? S'more?
I've always said s'more.
What?
Smorgasbord. I'd say s'mores. Let's go have some s'mores.
S'mores. There's no H in there. Just s'more. S apostrophe S-M-O-R-E-S.
I know, but everybody's always said s'mores.
Nobody says s'mores. All right, Andrew from Wasatch Medical. Andrew, have you ever said s'mores or is it s'mores?
I say s'more. S'more, yeah.
Yeah,
smart man right there.
It's a smart man.
I know there's other people out there that said s'mores. I'm not the only one.
Shmee?
It's not Wasatch Medical. It's Wasatch Medical. Hey, no needles, no drugs, no little blue pill, no surgery. If you're dealing with ED, we can get it taken care of right now.
We can get it taken care of. Wasatch Medical Clinic is helping a lot of guys with ED. If you're out there frustrated, mild ED, severe, maybe you don't even think you have erectile dysfunction, but you just want to improve the frequency in the bedroom. We do a lot of that with our acoustic wave therapy. What's so cool about our technology is it is so heavily clinically studied. The Journal of Urology released a really cool study where they tested our technology on men with ED, and then they took a bunch of guys and put them through a sham or a placebo treatment. Went back, tested it, and the results were incredible. Way more blood flow, more blood vessels, better performance in the bedroom with the guys that went through the real technology. So we know the science is sound. We can treat the root cause problem of ED, get the spontaneity back, and get guys off of the pill.
801-901-8000. I love when you call, too, because it's a lot about the free, and we can get guys set up real quick.
Yep, and if there's somebody out there that just wants to come in, take the free, and not go forward with treatments, that's okay with us. We really believe in delivering a lot of value. You can call us here at Wasatch Medical now. The assessment, the exam, the blood flow ultrasound, that's pretty cool, all free. The gift that produces immediate results in the bedroom, which guys love, that's free. And it's the first step in seeing if you're a good candidate to reverse the erectile dysfunction.
801-901-8000. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.